You're not fighting about dishes. I know it feels like you are. The sink was full, you asked once, maybe twice, and somehow a Tuesday night turned into a full argument that neither of you even knows how to end. But the dishes were never the real problem. They were just the thing that finally made the lid blow off. Every couple has their version of this fight. For some, it is the laundry that sits in the dryer for 3 days. For others, it is money, the in-laws, the way one person never plans anything, or the ongoing debate about whose turn it is to call the pediatrician. The details change. The feeling underneath does not. That feeling is this: I am not seen. I am not valued. And I am starting to wonder if you even notice how hard I am working to hold this thing together. That is the real fight. It has been the whole time. Why do the small things feel so big? There is a reason a dirty dish can send a grown adult into a full spiral that has nothing to do with cleanliness. The brain does not register the dish. It registers the pattern. By the time you are upset about the dish, you are actually upset about every time your effort went unnoticed. Every time you asked for something, and it did not land. Every time you needed your partner to show up in a small way, and they did not. The dish is just the last straw. It is the moment the cup finally ran over. This is why arguing about the dish never works. You can resolve the dish. You can make a chore chart, hire a cleaning service, or agree on a new system. But if you never address the thing underneath, the dish will just be replaced by something else. The laundry. The tone of voice. The way they looked at their phone when you were trying to talk. The location shifts. The ache stays exactly the same. So what is she really saying? When she gets upset about the dishes, most of the time she is not staging a protest about kitchen hygiene. What she is really saying feels too vulnerable to say directly. I feel like I am doing this alone. My effort is invisible. You see the clean kitchen and never once wonder who made it that way. She is saying, I need to matter to you in the small moments. Not just the big ones. Frustration comes out instead of vulnerability, because frustration is easier. Being sharp is simpler than saying, quietly and honestly, that you are tired and you just really needed your partner to notice. And what is he really saying? When he shuts down in the middle of the argument, it can look like he does not care. It can look like stonewalling, like avoidance, like he is completely checked out. Sometimes that reads as indifference. Most of the time it is not. What is usually happening is this: I do not know how to fix this. I can see that you are hurting, and I do not know what to do, and that makes me feel like I am failing you. Going quiet feels safer than making it worse. Absence is not the issue. Overwhelm is. Somewhere along the way, most men learn that admitting overwhelm is not something you say out loud. So there you are. Two people who love each other, both in pain, both speaking in a language the other cannot quite translate, arguing about dishes. Here is the one shift that changes everything. Unmet needs do not disappear just because you never name them. They accumulate. They come out sideways. Over time, they turn into resentment, distance, and the particular kind of loneliness that comes from feeling alone inside a marriage. But naming them changes everything. The next time you feel that heat rising in your chest, pause before you say anything and ask yourself one honest question. What do I actually need right now? Not what did they do wrong. Not what should have happened differently. What do I need? Then say that. Out loud. To your spouse. Instead of you never help around the house, try this: I am feeling really overwhelmed tonight, and I need to feel like we are a team. Instead of shutting down, try: I want to fix this and I do not know how, and that is really hard for me. Those sentences are harder to say. They require honesty and a willingness to be a little exposed. But an accusation invites a defense. A stated need invites a response. Your spouse cannot argue with a feeling, but they can meet one. And most of the time, once your partner understands what you actually need, they want to give it to you. The argument about the dishes just made it impossible to see that. The couples who figure this out are not the ones who never argue. Those couples argue too. They have the dishes fight and the money fight and the in-laws fight, just like everyone else. But somewhere along the way, they learn to catch themselves mid-argument and ask the harder question underneath it. Saying I feel unseen replaces you never notice anything I do. Being right about the dishes stops mattering when it costs you the closeness you actually want. That shift from winning the argument to naming the need is where things start to change. So the next time the dishes are in the sink and you feel that familiar tightness, pause before you say anything. Ask yourself what is actually underneath the frustration. Name it. Then say the truer, more vulnerable sentence to your spouse instead of the one that starts a fight you have already had a dozen times. You are not fighting about dishes. You are fighting for connection. And that is a fight worth having the right way. If this resonated with you, there is more where this came from at blissfullywedded.com. And if you want to go deeper on the faith side of marriage and what it means to be truly known and loved, come find us at walkingwiththelord.net. We will see you there.